TNT News and Talk with Dolores Cahill on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dolores Cahill Show on TNTRadio.live, and you can find me on custodian.com. And I'm coming from Stockholm in Sweden today. We're going to defend our freedom in another rally. And my guests today are Michael Zazio and also Aga Wilson and Manika Helleberg and Mona Nielsen. So just I just wanted to come to Aga, and you have you are involved, and Sweden is leading a campaign on Can We Talk About It? So maybe if you just want to give us a few more details about the campaign and its aim.
Yes, so basically there's two aims. One is to spread awareness, and the other one is to support families of injured and injured themselves, you know, during these times. So we're actually going to support organizations that are working on science, that are working on medical solutions, but also legal processes, because, you know, it looks different in every country. For example, in the US, we have an issue there with insurance, health insurance, that is not covering some of these treatments that these people need. And some of them are like $3,500, yeah, and they need to pay them every 2 weeks. So we have that kind of a problem there. Here in Sweden, it might look different just because we have a healthcare system, even though, yes, I am seeing that these people are not getting the help they need. But I think we need to come up with solutions. You know, we need doctors that are more holistic, you know, opening up clinics for people like us that are not, you know, interested anymore in you know, all of these chemicals going into yes, to regular medication. So that's part of it. And we're actually launching May 18th. So it's going to be, we want everyone to start simultaneously all over the world. So we have a lot of partner organizations across the world, and we all want to, you know, just push it out and bombard social media with this campaign. I can't really say what it's going to be about yet. It's a secret, but you can find it on, I mean, you know, the instructions for it, but you can find it on canwetalkaboutit.org. And you can sign up there so that you get all the information you need before we start on May 18th. I think we're also going to do a launch event here in Stockholm.
No, that's wonderful. And of course, in the World Doctors Alliance and Doctors for COVID Ethics and the World Council for Health and WorldFreedomAlliance.org, all of us are in touch with each other. And of course, you know, in a way, a lot of us around the world were trying that people would get the information that these injections were causing more harm than good and had the potential to be very harmful to people. And of course, our duty is now to try and recover their health as much as we can by developing protocols.
Yeah, the other huge thing is that all of this is being censored. Media is not talking about it. We're talking about millions of cases, and it's all being censored. So it's to spread the word that this is actually not, you know, a minority issue. It's not just some people having injuries here and there. It's actually a huge issue. And it's, you know, we right now we're seeing the people that were injured right after the vaccine. But what happens like 1-2 years down the line, 3 years down the line, you know, we're just seeing more and more research coming out. And it's really, really concerning for all of us, you know, like how now we saw that the Swedish study is showing that there actually is a change of DNA. What's next? I mean, we had the American study on the military, and we saw cancer and all kinds of really serious diseases go up to 1,000% within, you know, the whole vaccinated army. So it's, we don't even know what's coming. I mean, this is just the beginning. So we really need this to you know, people to push it out there and people to dare to speak up, you know.
Yeah, because that's the, you know, when they looked at the military figures, there you had an 11,000% higher chance of dying and being seriously injured if you took the injection. And these were men and women from 18 to the age of around 45. And we know there's a, you know, huge increase in heart attacks. But I think as well as that, it is chronic diseases and tiredness and infertility in the months and years ahead. And so what the vaccine injured need is they need protocols. So what should they be doing now in order to reduce the impact on their lives in the months and years ahead? And that's part of the campaign.
Yes, absolutely. That and you know, and also like we saw in Ireland, people are not willing to speak up. And we need to just everyone to you know, just get out there and tell their stories, you know, because their stories are absolutely horrendous when I listen to them and what these people are going through. It's unbelievable. So I think the public needs to know and see that, you know, this is a huge issue, and we're going to have to deal with this over the coming years, you know, for sure. It's going to be a major issue.
Yeah, and I think the figures for England came out that 19 million out of 55 million in England did not get one injection. So that means that, 36 million got the injection. And I think of that, there was 12 million that got just one injection. So in England, out of 55 million, maybe 31 million just got none or one. But there is a significant proportion, maybe 24 million, that got two or more injections. And we know that nearly everyone who got an injection has an adverse event in reality, when you look at chronic fatigue or migraines or heart arrhythmias. And, you know, that, and so that means what you're, you know, really it is across the world, it may be half of the populations are suffering these adverse events.
Yes. Well, and I think
in Sweden, I want to comment.
I'm just going to. So I think the most important thing is to know, because a lot of people, maybe they just have pain around, you know, the injection side, or they get headaches and they're tired, they get fever. But I think people need to know that if you're normal going in and healthy, getting a shot and something happens to your body, whatever that is, it is an adverse reaction. It's a reaction of your body saying that something is wrong. So something to listen to. And that might just be the beginning of a bunch of other things that come up. But it's about, you know, it's not normal to have a reaction.
Yeah, in Sweden, more than 7.8 million people of the inhabitants, we have a population of approximately 10.5 million. So 7.8 million people have had their first injection, and more than 7.6 million have had their first two doses. Then we don't have even 3 million unvaccinated. Now, what if the science is correct, what has been forecasted based on the findings that we have in different scientific studies and reports? In 10 years, the Swedish population is not going to be even 3 million people. What if this is going to be the truth of the future?
So I think when we know from 20 years of plans, Michael, there is the immediate death, and then there are maybe, you know, one in four will have significant adverse events that their life expectancy may be reduced to 2 to 5 years. But for the rest of the population, it may impact them around infertility, you know, so that this is the 100 years of where they want to cause increase in ill health, but also in a huge reduction in fertility. So that infertility increase is also maybe potentially an adverse event. Mm.
Yes,
and
Michael, one thing, because I know people are asking, what can we do? What do we do when you're injured? So we work, it's not completely finished, but my father and I started up a long time ago, even before World Freedom Alliance, peoplescourt.org, and we're still working on it to really make it possible to really get support and help, and also document the adverse events. I would really like to encourage everyone to support that and go in there and really report it, because we need to at least document what is going on. We've been speaking about this even from the start, and now it's really happening. From the start, we recalled all kind of names and conspiracy theories, and now we can see it with our own eyes. That's a part of actually fighting back and taking your power back, to actually also go to the police station and make a report and go to people's court and support each other. So I think it's so important to document it and to fight back, because this is an attack on humanity. We have to just do what we can to fight back on it.
What frightens me most is the depletion of the immune system. And I believe that this is going to be the so-called VAIDS syndrome is going to be increasing from this fall, actually, when the levels have been diminished to about approximately 1% of what it was when those people first injected came to the injection site.
Maybe just say that again, Michael.
Well, when the people who were first injected a year and a half ago, when they came to the site of the, when they got their first injection, their immune system was 100%. It's going to be depleted over a year and a half. It's going to be depleted down to 1%, and then it's not going to be sufficient to withstand the infections, normal infections. So a normal cold, a normal bacterial infection is not going to be able to be fought by those people. They're not going to be able to manufacture anything of an immune components in their bodies. So they will be soft targets for those infections, and that's what's going to kill them. And
do you have results of that? Because, you know, that was my area of immunology, and that was, we knew that the contents in the vials would just turn the immune system against people's own body. Yes. And that's what we call immune dependent enhancement and antibody dependent enhancement for enhancing the disease. But do you have evidence of that?
There are studies proving this, and there's even, I think you've seen the United Kingdom study that proves that it was depleted with, I think it was somewhere around 4% per week in a certain age span. And there are several
studies. Unfortunately, the way the immune system works is that when it breaks down with, say, an organ or a tissue like the heart, that what is released then triggers a more increased response of the immune system to further attack that organ. And obviously, I published in things like Sudden Adult Death in 2006 to show that the body could be triggered to attack organs. And my area is around that. So that is the mechanism, sadly, of how these things work. And it is very difficult to stop the immune system, because we have evolved that the immune system, once it's triggered or elicited against something, that it will go on for the whole life, for the duration of the life.
Yeah, and that's what's happening right now. And it's being supported by the mRNA spike proteins also breaking down, or rather using living cells as a feeder for the production of new mRNA spike proteins.
And maybe now Aga Wilson is actually going to go to the Freedom Defending Rally. So if you just want to say how everyone can find you again, Aga, and maybe the location of the rally in Stockholm.
Yes, so if you want to support the campaign, the Can We Talk About It campaign, it's www.canwetalkaboutit.org, and find out more there. You know, I think it's going to be an amazing campaign that everyone should participate in. And then we have the rally today, where we're giving the stage to the vaccine injured. So if you want to come out, support us, and hear about people's stories and what they have been going through, please join us. It's at Observatorio London at 2 p.m. today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And that's Aga Wilson, who's going to leave us now in Stockholm. And the campaign is canwetalkaboutit.org. So we're just going to move now the discussion to another Swedish person who is defending the truth. And I'd like to welcome Mona Nielsen. And Mona, it's great to have you on the show today. And we wanted to move to the topic around mobile phones and masks that emit microwave radiation. And Mona, welcome to the show. Maybe you can just give us a little background on yourself. And then if you want to talk about this 5G and the radiation associated with mobile phones and masks.
Thank you for having me. I am the director of the Swedish Radiation Protection Foundation. We work with informing the public about health risks from this kind of radiation based on abundant science. We also give advice on how to protect yourself, on measures to take to protect yourself and minimize the risks. And we also strive for better protection for the public and the environment against radiation hazards from microwaves emitted from mobile phones, masts, and also low frequency radiation, magnetic fields emitted from power lines and electrical appliances.
Very good. And so if you just wanted to give maybe some kind of symptoms as well, because I think a lot of people are not aware of how it actually is affecting them in their day-to-day lives, Mona, just for if you were, you know, a mother at home with teenage children, what are the kind of health impacts that we see with these mobile phones and maybe Wi-Fi radiation if they live near a mast or in their homes?
Well, the most common symptoms are related to the fact that this radiation affects the central nervous system and the brain primarily. So the symptoms, the most common symptoms that are caused by this radiation are sleeping problems, headache, dizziness, concentration problems, and memory problems. Also heart arrhythmia and tinnitus are very common. During the last couple of years, breathing problems and pressure over the breasts have become more common. And people are complaining about coughing as well, which is rather new as a common symptom during the last 2 or 3 years, which has coincided with the 5G and 4G plus rollout in Sweden. These symptoms are well described in the scientific literature, and they have been known and well described already since 5 decades, already since 50 years back. For instance, Karel Marha, he was director at the Institute of Industrial Hygiene and Occupational Diseases in Czechoslovakia. In 1969, he presented the following information at the conference in the USA, a scientific conference in the USA. He and his colleague had investigated 200 working places where workers were exposed to microwave radiation in their working day. And what he concluded was that electromagnetic waves at certain intensities may cause primarily neurologic complaints. And typical symptoms that they observed already 50 years ago that are similar to the symptoms we hear about that people complain of from today, so exposure from mobile phone masts and 5G, were pain in the head and the eyes, fatigue and overall weakness, dizziness and vertigo, sleeping problems and sleepiness during the day, changing moods, increased irritation. So this radiation affects the behavior as well. Hypochondriac reactions, feelings of fear, nervous tension, mental depression, inhibition of intellectual function, mainly decreased memory, feeling of strain in the skin of the head and forehead, hair loss, pains in the muscles and in the heart region, irregular heart beating and breathlessness, and exposure to higher free intensity fields for a longer period leads to a significantly decreased blood pressure, sometimes resulting in collapse. And Dr. Karen Mara also noticed that that there were significant individual differences between different persons as to the sensitivity to this radiation. So this is very, very disturbing that those effects have been well described and well known for 50 years. However, the industry, primarily the military industry and the telecom industry, that both are use this technology, they have been working very hard to get those effects not accepted by entities such as the World Health Organization, the European Union, and the various governments around the world.
So I'm speaking with Mona Nielsen today, who's involved in the Swedish initiative for communicating about the harmful effects of radiation. But one of the issues, Mona, is that we have these organizations like the WHO or the EU or ICNIRP, and they are saying that they have come with certain levels. But do you, Mona Nielsen, think that these levels are actually accurate, or are they the levels so high that people will still have these harmful effects?
Of course, these levels that are recommended by the World Health Organization and an organization called ICNIRP, which is the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection, they are so very high and so very obsolete that they are indeed harmful. They allow exposure to radiation that is known to be harmful to the broad public. And it's because the influence from the industry that we have this situation. The military industry and the telecommunication in companies, they want to preserve those very obsolete and insufficient levels, because they allow them to explore and exploit this technology more than if they would be normally regulated and with limits that would protect the public from harm. So that is the situation. ICNIRP and the World Health Organization are captured organization by the telecom industry and the military industry complex to promote their agenda and their attitude towards the hazards of this kind of radiation. We know that levels that are far below those allowed by the ICNIRP guidelines that are valid and recommended by in both the UK, the most countries in the Europe and in Sweden, they are far too high. In fact, it's shocking when people hear and to know that those guidelines only protect you against immediate thermal effects when the radiation is so intense that you get heated up by 1 degree within 30 minutes. It doesn't protect you against shown hazards as cancer, the microwave syndrome described already 50 years ago. It doesn't protect you against fertility problems, effects on sperm, DNA damage, oxidative stress, hormonal disruption, etc., etc. So this is a very, very dangerous situation we have now with the 5G rollout, when the radiation is increasing on a massive scale.
Yeah, so I think as well, you know, what you're saying is that the guidelines are only if the body, the radiation makes the tissue of the body, the heat go up, but they're actually too high, you know, and are not at the level that are looking at health effects. Yeah. And when I converted my home from Wi-Fi, the signal was 3 million times higher than was needed to actually get a signal within the house, but it was causing huge health effects. And of course, we know that cabling and then converting to Ethernet actually gives people access to internet without actually needing Wi-Fi. But Michael Zasio, did you want to contribute?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to show you something. This is actually a magazine for the National Health Federation Sweden organization. And this is our last issue. And this is actually an article about Stop 5G, which is a citizen initiative, and it has now been acknowledged by the European Union to go through a voting process, so where people can sign for this project, and if it gets 1 million signatures, it's going to be brought up in the parliament. I got to show you this as well. This is how people are being affected in our society of today. And that's actually about behavior and how influence the continued continuum of influence is being conducted in many, in those levels, as I talked about earlier. So some advertising, I think, is appropriate here. You find the association on www, if you want to write those three letters in, and then .thenhf.sc. www.thenhf.se. And I
great, and that's it. That's the National Health Federation, and that's the
correct
nhf.se. And we're going to go now to a quick ad break on the TNT Radio and the Dolores Kyle Show, and we'll be back with Mona Nielsen, Michael Zazio, and Monica Hellebarb after the break.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
For sale. One deep fat fryer. One industrial fridge freezer. One set of knives. Cleaver missing. Several hundred plastic forks. One dishwasher. Mid-30s. Has own teeth. All is new. One careless owner.
Poor hygiene is bad for your business. Fortunately, the Food Standards Agency has a range of tools that can help you manage food hygiene and keep your customers. Visit food.gov.uk/goodbusiness.
You only put your son to bed 111 hour ago and he's woken up saying his tummy really hurts and he's got a temperature. You're worried. The 111 person you normally speak to isn't available. The surgery's closed. It's not an emergency, but you're not sure what to do. Then you remember the new free 24-hour NHS number, 111. They assess you and direct you straight away to the medical help you need. Your 111 relieved mum.
If it's not a 999 emergency, but you need medical help fast, there's now 111 number to call. When it's less urgent than 999, call 111. Now available on the Isle of Wight.
The new communism is COVIDism. The voice of freedom is TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the Dolores Cahill Show on TNTRadio.live and custodian.com. And my guests today from Stockholm, Sweden are Michael Zazio, Monica Hellebarg, and Aga Wilson has just gone. But we're going to now go back to Mona Nielsen. And Mona, your area that you are working on and you want to highlight is the adverse events associated with mobile phones and 5G and radiation. And if you want to just describe the adverse events so that people may recognize them in themselves and in their families, and then what advice or what you can, recommendations you can give to people to try and solve these issues.
Thank you. Well, the main and most common symptoms, early symptoms from this radiation are sleeping problems, headache, dizziness, feeling of stress without a real cause, depression, anxiety, memory problems, concentration problems. And also very common are effects on the skin, rashes, hair loss. Tinnitus is also very common. And during the last years, also breathing problems, cough, and pressure over the chest have become more common, probably because the radiation level has increased so massively during the last years, and the 5G rollout that the heart is more affected. Heart arrhythmia, very high pulses are also very common, and also reduced immune system, effects on the hormone system. Thyroid problems are very common as an effect of this radiation. And we also have a lot of science showing that that sperms and fertility are damaged, and that this radiation also can cause behavior problems in children, etc., etc. So those are, if you have, particularly if you have problems with sleep without any, you know, obvious cause, and you have headache over the days that are not, that are unexplicable, you should investigate your radiation exposure, and that you do by getting a radiation meter.
Yes, and maybe as well, a lot of parents are actually realizing and finding that their children that are going to school, even from 5 years old to 11, that the children have concentration difficulties and feel unwell in school, and that they are well again when they come out of school. So that is that the parents as well, would you encourage them to measure, to buy a radiation meter and to measure what the levels are in their schools?
Absolutely, and this is a very, very big tragedy, because the medical community are completely, in general, unaware about the effects of this radiation. So if the parent with a child who has sleeping problems or is suffering continuously from headache, the parent goes to the medical doctor and they get a headache pills against headache and sleeping pills, the prescription rate of the sleeping pills to children in Sweden over the last 10 years have increased tenfold. There was an article about that in the newspaper in Sweden only the other week, and unfortunately this is fully expected as effects on sleep and headache and behavior and mental psychological issues are fully expectable as an effect when you increase the public's exposure to this radiation, because we know since 50 years back that this kind of radiation causes those kind of effects. So what the parent should do, or what anybody should do who are suffering from these kind of effects, you should investigate the radiation levels, both in school or your working place and at home. And you do that by getting a meter that can measure electromagnetic radiation, both low frequency, but mainly, which is the main problem today, is the microwave radiation from the wireless technology, from mobile phones, from Wi-Fi routers, from base stations and masts for 5G or 4G.
Yes, and you know, we had a few weeks ago a guest, Eileen O'Connor, and her website is radiationresearch.org. And she realized that a mast had come up in their village, and within 7 years or so, a significant proportion of the families around the masts were actually had developed cancer. But she highlighted as well, which I think is very interesting, is in the law and in equity, the Queen's Bench decisions that they make in England set a precedence for cases around the world. And there was a case that was brought in November of 2021, and it found the council that had allowed the mast to be installed was liable, and that they had to pay the cost of the case, but more significantly, to pay over $10,000 in compensation. Because this is exactly the same thing with the issues that we were talking about earlier. It's that the people that do the harm are actually liable for criminal and for financial responsibility. So this is just in 2021 repeating the precedence that if you are a teacher in a school or if you have a restaurant, that you are liable if you are causing harm within the school to the children, for if you do not properly address it for all of their lives. And if the harm is around cancer and infertility, they've shown now in this precedence case that the individuals will have to pay compensation. So this is a very significant issue, including in schools and hospitals, hotels and in restaurants.
Yes, well we know from abundant research as well that this radiation causes cancer. We have several hundred studies showing that this radiation causes oxidative stress. We have nearly 100 studies showing DNA damage. And already in the middle of the 1990s, there was an American researcher who who first showed that this kind of radiation, the microwave radiation, similar to that emitted from Wi-Fi, causes DNA damage. But still today, the World Health Organization, the European Commission, and ICNIRP, and various Swedish, governments ignore and say that it has not been shown that this radiation can cause cancer and can cause DNA damage, and that is only because they are protecting the telecom companies. This industry is criminal because they have known for 30 years at least that this radiation is harmful, but they put all their efforts into downplaying the risk and to having the governments and the World Health Organization and the European Commission to say that there are no risks that are below those very high and obsolete guidelines that are recommended by their front organization, ICNIRP. So that's the situation. We are dealing with an industry that has knowledge since many years that this radiation is harmful, but are putting all their efforts into downplaying and sweeping the risk under the carpet.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's the solution to this is to realize that no one is above the law, right? The law, right? Not the legal system. So that if someone is a minister or a teacher in a school or a principal teacher, they are not above the law. And if they are causing harm, the individual, no matter what the guidelines are, if they're causing harm and they knew or they should have known. So the solution to a lot of these problems is to understand the difference between the legal system and the law. So the law is do no harm and you are liable in your private and professional capacity.
Yes.
Well, I want to comment there and refer to what I said about vaccinations. The Convention on the Rights of the Child is forbidding 5G or 4G or Wi-Fi in schools, because the convention, having been ratified by more than those 100 and whatever countries, says that every child, every individual child, shall be protected against anything that can harm. The Wi-Fi systems in schools is a violation of that. And a ratified convention stands above all national laws, even above a constitution.
Yes, and I would also add that it's completely absurd to mass exposure of children in school with Wi-Fi, since we know that this kind of radiation harms functions that are important in schools, like memory, concentration, and learning. So it's completely absurd and it's incomprehensible why this has been installed in such a broad manner in schools all over the world.
Yes, can I jump in there, Monica here? Well, thank you first for really highlighting this. It's super, super important to highlight these threats that we're going through as humanity, basically. But just to, in World Freedom Alliance now, we're really looking for solutions. What can we do? How can we move forward? Because we're facing, like you're expressing, we're facing deep corruption, both in science and in politics and in global organizations. And we can all see this very, very clearly, the ones that have been here for these years with open eyes, looking at the real science, the real, you know, what's going on behind closed doors. So, Mona, I would like to ask you, what do you think we need to do and how can we support you as a global community, you know, to really do what we can to protect our children, to protect people from these damages that you're addressing?
Well, we first and foremost, we have to speak more about this very important issue, because this radiation is now everywhere and it's increasing on a massive scale to very high and very dangerous levels now with a 5G rollout. So what we need to do foremost is informing the public people has to be informed, because they are constantly disinformed by the mainstream media and by the governments. They are disinformed. They are taught that this radiation emitted from this kind of technology is harmless, are not connected to any health risk. So it's a huge disinformation campaign that is ongoing, and people are really there's such a deception going on towards the people. So first and foremost, information about health risks, so people understand why this is important. And secondly, we have to inform about the necessity to protect, simple measures to take to protect yourself, to inform in schools about the necessity to reduce the radiation from this kind of technology, to prohibit cell phones and use wired connection to internet, and also in home situations, people need to be aware if there is a base station for 5G and 4G in the near vicinity, then people are exposed to very high health risks. And people need to take action. They need to inform their close community and their friends and their networks about the radiation hazards with living close to a base station or a cell phone mast. And the major symptoms I've told you about, the sleeping problems, heart arrhythmias, and headache, etc. But in the long run, there is neurological diseases like Alzheimer's, there is cancer risks, and there are many other there are behavior problems and developmental problems with young children. So people need to be informed and keep informing each other, because the mainstream media are censoring this information because they are protecting the telecommunication industry.
Yes, and I think, I suppose the good news is that if people get one of these meters and then see what the levels will not cause harmful effects, that then they can go around their home and just use Ethernet, which actually is a faster connection. And people maybe yes. need to realize that they have this, 5G connection between the towers, but from the towers to their home, it actually is done by fiber optic cable, which actually gives a better transmission into the home and around the home. So actually the 5G, 4G type technology is entirely unnecessary and just has ill health effects. Because I think a lot of people are worried, a lot of teenagers particularly, that they won't have internet access if they remove the Wi-Fi from their homes. But actually that is not the case.
People should also be aware not to carry a cell phone on their body, because we have cases of people getting cancer tumors where they have kept their mobile phone. People should also be aware about the health risks from those new smart meters that emit strong pulses of microwave radiation, completely unnecessarily. Many people are getting very sick from those not smart meters at all. They are called smart, but they are not smart because they are harmful to people's health. And then we have also the environmental problem, insects and birds. Bees. And other animals are at danger. We have recently written about a very big research overview published in a scientific journal last year that covers 1,200 references, and that concludes that this radiation affects most functions in living animals, such as reproduction, survival, and food search, etc., etc. So, and many point the fact that particularly insects and birds are particularly sensitive to this increased radiation in the environment.
Yeah, and I think this is an area, Mona, that we really need to focus on, because the reduction in the amount of insects and butterflies and bees in the last 20 years when we were young, you know, if you were driving a car, you would have lots of insects would actually be in the environment and would be on the windscreen. And I think this is particularly an area that we need to focus on, that this, you know, that even for the younger generation, if the technology that they're using is absolutely harmful to birds and bees and butterflies and insects, that this is an area that they also hold very dear, the environment. And the life in the environment, that we can say to them, would you be willing to just make the effort to use fiber optic cable and Ethernet in your house and in the environment in order to protect the wildlife, including birds and butterflies and bees and insects, because we need them to pollinate, to generate our food.
Yes, yes. And I think knowing this, I mean, of course, we're trying to let the governments listen, and they're not listening at the moment. But in Freedom Sweden that I'm working with here, we've made, also together with Mika Sasio here, made a lot of letters to the governments, and we got, you know, some answers, because in the end, you know, they are there to protect us. They're not doing their job. Did you have any conversation with government, with the Swedish government or with any other government bodies, or did you get any answers from them? Because it seems like there's a tactic to meet criticism with censorship and with silence. And it seems like it's happening all over the world. Like the censorship is even open here in the EU. They're even threatening to censor Twitter here in the EU. It's just becoming absurd, you know. But have you had any interaction with the government bodies that should protect us in this situation in Sweden?
The government has not
replied. But it's very deplorable, the,
sure.
The contacts we have with the government, because they are completely in the hands as to their actions, as judging by their actions. They are completely in the hands of the telecom, the big telecommunication companies. We have to bear in mind that in Sweden, we have one of the major telecommunications companies in the world, Ericsson. It's a Swedish company. We also have the major telecom operator, Telia. And both of those companies have been involved in huge corruption scandals. And recently it was discovered that, it was revealed that Ericsson has had even bribed ISIS in Iraq. So both those companies are corrupt. But our government acts as if they are completely in the hands of those corrupt companies. They say there are no health risks, although we are providing them with abundant evidence to the contrary. They say people's health problems cannot be caused due to this kind of radiation, because the radiation levels are below those recommended by ICNIRP. Although we are talking about cancer, we are talking about the microwave syndrome that clearly are not covered by those obsolete guidelines from ICNIRP. However, everything we know, the governments are dishonest and are completely in the hands of the telecommunication companies, who have a huge power, as it seems. So there is no good response at all from the government. And I think that's the case in most countries in the European Union today.
Yeah, and Michael, you can maybe, I know you've been working a lot on this area, but of course the solution is the law, right? No one is above the law. So if you are a prime minister or a civil servant, and you are given a job or a judge to protect people or a teacher, and you don't, you as a man and woman are causing harm. And there is a mechanism, a lawful mechanism. And that was, in a way, while the Queen's Bench case in November 2021 around 5G and the impact of radiation, where the council was convicted of causing harm and they had to pay money. So that is the law, which is reiterated. So that's part of what we're doing in the World Freedom Alliance, is communicating that they may have for the last 20, 30 years because the legal system is not taking cases because that's not their job. Their job is to deal with corporations. But now the learning on the law is that men and women as teachers or prime ministers are liable, and we are working on precedence cases like the, well, the Queen's Bench was independent of us, but we're providing the information. But Michael, I know you've done significant work as well here in Sweden.
Well, yes, we have. And but Mona and her association is doing a lot. But I want to make a comment there. A year prior to November 2021, you and I ruled in a court case in the National and Common Law Tribunal for Public Health and Justice.
That's right.
Regarding the Nordic countries and their prime ministers who agreed to speed up the process of 5G in the Nordic countries. And that was an obvious violation of the Rome Statute. And of course, as I refer to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, they are criminals and they were sentenced to 10 years in jail only for that commitment. But they were sentenced to jail for another 10 years and 20 years for other things that they did. If I were to be the prime minister of Sweden, I would instantly stop everything that could harm children. I would instantly bring down all 5G networks. I would instantly forbid all Wi-Fis in schools. I would instantly forbid all vaccinations until proven safe and effective, which they would never be.
Yes, and I think what people, what parents need to hear as well is because we have fiber optic cable and Ethernet, just because the Wi-Fi radiation is removed from homes and schools and businesses, it means that you can still have absolutely fabulous and even better connection to the internet. You know, I think that is really important. And of course, what we need to do is to move to then making people liable. So like a teacher is liable, including their indemnity insurance or themselves, both criminally and financially. And what we're moving in the world is to actually hold the police and the judges to account. Because what we're seeing is, you know, the clinical trials should be stopped with just one death. And we know now we have tens of thousands of deaths on these clinical trials. And so far, the police and the judges around the world, they're being paid. They swear an oath to prevent harm, but they're not doing it. The same with 5G. So we now have to move into, and we are moving into, a liability and accountability phase.
If the politicians cannot provide clean water, clean air, healthy food, and untoxic substances that we use in pharmaceutical industry in healthcare, they should be removed and replaced with others. Period.
Yeah, but, and they also hold an individual liability. So if fraud is involved, then fraud unravels all under the law. So there is no term limit and there is no immunity. Now, I just have to say there's like 2 or 3 minutes left. So I just wanted to give each of you the opportunity to just say where people can find you and support you. And just starting with Mona Nielsen.
Well, people can find me on our website, which is unfortunately mostly in Swedish. It's www.strålskyddsstiftelsen.se.
Great. Thank you, Mona Nielsen. And Michael Sazio, if you can just let us know how people can find you and support you.
Well, support us through the National Health Federation Sweden organization. It's a membership organization. We need more members. We are probably the only membership organization in Sweden and in the Nordic countries that are actually publishing a membership magazine. But there are other organizations as well, and we're working together with alternative medicine organizations and a lot
Great.
Of organizations.
And if we quickly go to health. Mona, Mona just wanted to give one and then we'll go to Manika.
I wanted to add that people can also go to the 5G appeal page, which is in English, www.5gappeal.eu, and also to the ECI initiative, Stop 5G Stop 5G EU.
The EU. And for Monica Hellberg?
Yes, mainly worldfreedomalliance.org. In Sweden, we have frihetssverige.se. And we're also, I'm also part of running for parliament in Sweden, talking about politics, which is knapptryckarna.se. So I say it in Swedish, it's for the Swedish, but thank you so very much.
No, that's wonderful. And thank you all for the guests today, where Michael Sazio and Mona Nielsen and Monica Hellberg, also all from Sweden, and Aga Wilson.